You're listening to EPN.
This is Eric Dye for Facebook Radio, and this episode is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Facebook Radio is your program that keeps you up to date with the latest information on how to use the world's most popular social media platform, the latest Facebook news imported to entrepreneurs, successful marketing strategies, security measures within the social media space, and much more. Today we are joined by Sharon Lechter, an entrepreneur, author, philanthropist, educator, international speaker, licensed CPA, and mother. She has been a pioneer in developing new technologies, programs, and products to bring education into children's lives in ways that are innovative, challenging, and fun, and remains committed to education, particularly financial literacy. Co-author of the best-selling book, Think and Grow Rich, 3 Feet from Gold with Napoleon Hill Foundation, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and 14 other books in the Rich Dad series. Sharon Lechter, welcome to Facebook Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. I'm delighted to be with you today.
Well, I am as well, Sharon. So how exactly, looking at Facebook and social media, how exactly has using social media impacted your personal and business life?
Well, anyone that has any knowledge of the publishing world is kind of a dinosaur world these days. It used to be you'd write a book and it took 2 years to get it out. And so as you continue in my world, producing information and being able to get stuff out instantaneously and get instant feedback and be able to see it go viral, it really has rocked my world from a standpoint of being an educator and being able to really comment on what's happening in the world and be able to help people take the next step in their lives.
Well, how many fans do you currently have on your Facebook right now?
I have two different pages. My fan page has a little over 6,500 fans. My personal page is at the 5,000 limit, and then I have subscribers of a little under 1,000 subscribers as well.
This episode of Facebook Radio here on EPN is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business. Folks, when it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Earthquakes, floods, fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, and other disasters threaten destruction, including the safety of your servers and computers. What would you do if you lost your data due to disaster? 50% of businesses find themselves without data management for 10 days or more, file for bankruptcy. Mosey Pro's secret is that it's unbelievably easy to use and affordable for organizations of all sizes. If your business is not backed up with Mosey Pro, you really need to take a look and make sure your data is backed up. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using promo code PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776 or visit moseypro.com today and get set up. Sharon, do you believe social media plays or will play a large role in business moving forward?
Oh, absolutely. It is, you know, it's replacing the old email. People are communicating. In fact, that's one of the things you talk about, old dogs learning new tricks. I'm getting all kinds of communication sent to me through Facebook or through LinkedIn, and it really has changed the paradigm shift on how and how business is being handled. You have to pay attention to all of those media sources and all of those opportunities to hear from your customers, to hear from those potential customers, and to be able to be responsive in an environment that truly is the wave of today and the wave of the future.
Today we're with Sharon Lechter, an entrepreneur, author, philanthropist, educator, international speaker, licensed CPA, and mother, here on Facebook Radio today. Knowing that you have a blog on your website, do you see posting on social media sites similar to posting a small blog numerous times a day?
Well, I think all of them are different tools in the toolbox. And so you really, it's a matter of utilizing all of them in a consistent and a planned out marketing plan to be able to spread your message and to reach people the way that they want to be reached. So it's not, some people are dedicated blog readers. Other people want to see it in 140 characters or less, want to see it on Twitter. Other people want to see a little bit more social interaction on Facebook. So again, it's a matter of making sure that you're utilizing all the tools available to you to reach not only your customers, but also your employees and your friends and family, to make sure that you're keeping them up to date on what you're doing in your business life. And it's a great way to also get that kind of feedback from your customers and potential customers to make sure that you're on the right path and serving the needs. And the worst thing to do is to set it all up there and look, you know, make sure you look good, but you're not utilizing it and you're not there and you're not residing on it. And so I really caution companies from trying to do it on their own. When I first started in social media, I've tried to do everything by myself, and it was like crazy. I needed that young 20-something to be next to me to tell me what I was missing and make sure I had the terminology right and to work right alongside me to make sure that I was staying on the front of the curve instead of letting that wave come across the top of me.
Sound advice. Now, has it been an obstacle for you to keep up with all the changes that social media has been making? It seems like every month.
Yeah, I was going to say. To say anything other than yes, it's an obstacle would probably be a lie. I think the whole thing is things are changing and so dynamic in this world of media and social media that you really have to try and stay as current as you can. But all of us, you know, we're all multitasking. Our worlds have all become very complex. So you really need to make sure you've got experts that are advising you to make sure that you are on the current trends. We're in the middle of getting on the new Facebook look and feel. All of those things are, it's an evolutionary process to make sure you're staying at the forefront and making sure you're utilizing all the tools that are available to you. Many times we think, well, we're on Facebook, so that's good enough. Well, there's so many ways to utilize Facebook, so many ways to create a presence. When I first started on Facebook, I set up my own page. It was my personal page, and then you know, I brought in the experts, and they said, no, Sharon, you need to have a fan page. So that's why I have two different pages. And so it's, you know, understanding all those dynamics, and you've got to continue looking and learning and getting the right kind of expertise to help you make sure you chart your course appropriately.
Well, in conclusion, tell us about yourself and how Facebook affects you personally.
Well, I've been dedicated to financial education and financial awareness since 1992 when my own son got into credit card debt, and that was a time even before Amazon was popular. So if you go back at that point in time, people were still going to the bookstores or going to the libraries to read a book. And so certainly a lot of things have changed in that time period since 1992. And for me, I am very, very concerned and very much interested in young people, the Gen Ys and the Gen Xers. And so if I really want to communicate to them, I need to communicate them with them where they are today and how they want to be heard. If I tried to do everything to them through online, through snail mail or through sending faxes, I wouldn't at all succeed in what I'm doing. So I have to live where they live and make sure I'm communicating with them in the way that is best suited to them. And so it's something that I'm constantly needing to stay on top of. And there's always something new to learn. It's a very dynamic and exciting time, but it's also very, you know, it's also something you just can't rest on your laurels. You got to get out there. You got to be present, and you got to be visible. You got to be vigilant because you have to make sure what you're doing is appropriate and but the timing is sensitive. People, you know, send me a Facebook post, and if I haven't responded to them in a few hours, they want to know why. So it's something that you really have to stay on top of, and it really has allowed me to get much closer to my audience and to be able to have that personal relationship and really feel the presence of the people that are concerned about their financial future and understand and get to know those people that are out there actively pursuing and doing things in their lives to create financial freedom.
Sound advice. We've been visiting with Sharon Lechter, a pioneer in developing new technologies, programs, and products to bring education into children's lives in ways that are innovative, challenging, and fun, and remains committed to education, particularly financial literacy. She is also the co-author of the best-selling book, Think and Grow Rich, 3 Feet from Gold with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and 14 other books in the Rich Dad series. Her websites are SharonLechter.com and PayYourFamilyFirst.com. Sharon, thanks so much for joining us briefly here on Facebook Radio.
Well, thank you so much, and I would welcome everybody to also come to OutwittingTheDevil.com. It's a Facebook and page related to the new book that I just released, and it has an interesting social media platform and downloads that are free for people to get a snapshot into the book, Outwitting the Devil. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And speaking of Facebook, folks, don't forget to connect with us on our Facebook page, with EPN for exclusive content and a chance to get a mention, either you or your business, on future EPN programming. It's simple. Just type in Entrepreneur Podcast Network and voila, you are right there. This has been Eric Dye for EPN and Facebook Radio. And until next time, enjoy.
For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.